Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jyoti Wall. I wanted to start off today with a question, one that's been rolling around in my mind lately, ever since I came across a reel on Instagram that talked about it. And that is, what if we woke up every single day looking for reasons for why this could be the best day of our life? I'll repeat that. What if you woke up every single day looking for reasons for why this day could be the best day of your life? I just like think about that for a second, not just hoping for a good day, not just waiting for things to go right, but actually waking up and telling yourself, hey, I'm going to be intentionally scanning for all the little clues for why today is going to be incredible. I think most of us, I know this is the case for myself, we wake up and we're almost instantly put into autopilot. We rush through breakfast, we check our phones, we run through our to-do list, getting the kids ready, all the things. Sometimes I feel like I even expect stress before it happens, but I just like, I'm asking myself, what would happen if I completely flipped that perspective? Okay. I am currently in a season of life where I am not getting up before my children. And this is not ideal. This is not ideal because think of it, if you had any other job like that required you to be in an office or be present or in a meeting, whatever it is, you would have to get up before your shift, right? You'd be setting an alarm like at least an hour ahead of time. You'd wake up, brush your teeth, brush your hair maybe, eat some breakfast, like pack your lunch, whatever it is you have to do, and then you'd show up to work. We don't treat motherhood like that. Like I, right now at least, am not treating motherhood that way. And I know I'm obviously in a unique season of life. I have an infant who keeps me up all night. He's in bed with me. My kids are my alarm clock. But I also recognize that this is probably why I'm very frazzled in the mornings. This is probably why I start my days off just in pure, utter chaos, because I am not allowing myself to wake up, you know, to have time to myself, time with God, to exercise, to eat a meal. Like I'm not doing that before I enter my workday, which is motherhood. And I absolutely loved doing this prior to getting pregnant with my fourth. I was in this amazing routine of getting up at like 5:30 in the morning every day, doing the things I needed to do to fill my own cup. And I felt like for me, I would always say this to people when they'd ask me, like, what motivates you to do that? Like, how can you do that? I would always say, I know that I'm winning the day if I'm able to accomplish those things first thing. Like, I've already won the day. If I get up and move my body, drink a liter of water, like all the things that I know I need to do to feel my best, I've already won the day because I can't control what's going to happen the rest of the day. I can't control what mood my kids are going to be in. I can't control, like, uninterrupted plans. Like, I don't know, but if I start my day off like that, I know that I've already won the day. So if you're in a season where you are able to do that, maybe your kids are a little bit older, maybe your kids are entering school, and so you're getting back into a different routine. Maybe you don't have kids or whatever it might be. I'm telling you that I highly recommend trying it. Just try it if you are able to. Give yourself a week, even 7 days straight of doing that, and see how different you feel. I envy you if you are able to do that right now, because I'm currently in a season where I just can't, and I crave it and I can't wait for it, but it'll come. So I don't know. My question really is, what would happen if we flipped our whole perspective from the moment we woke up? Our like the power of intention. So here's the thing. Our brains are wired to look for whatever we tell them to look for. I actually wrote this down. There is actually a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. And this system acts like a filter. If you decide to look for negativity, you're going to find it everywhere. If you decide to look for joy, gratitude, or possibility, your brain starts scanning for it. And I know this to be true because I have some very strong negative self-talk. I'm telling you, if you were to ask anyone who lives within the walls of my home, they will tell you that this is true. And sometimes when I get swept up and I spiral in this, others feel it as well. And it really sucks. And I'm so aware of this, but I'm also aware that it's something that I have to work at daily. Again, if you allow this part of your brain, the reticular activating system, to filter the negativity, and that's what you're going to focus on. You will find it in every area, every crevice of your life. If you look for joy, gratitude, or possibility, it will filter that out. So for example, okay, imagine two people, they are both stuck in a traffic jam together. You're on the highway, the 401. If you're in Ontario, you know what I'm saying. You're stuck in a traffic jam. One person is in their car and they are absolutely fuming. They're slamming the steering wheel. They're stressing over being late for wherever they're headed. The other person, though, is like, hey, I'm going to take this opportunity to call a friend that I haven't talked to in months, or I'm going to call my mom, or maybe I'm going to like put on a playlist that I love, or I'm going to listen to a podcast like my podcast. I'm going to like, same situation, right? Same situation, but a totally different experience, just only because of perspective. And it's funny to me because my husband and I are so different in terms of our natural temperament. I like to say, like, I'm East Indian. Like, I have this Punjabi fire in me. Like, it is just embedded in my bones. And I think there's a lot of good that comes from that, but there's also some bad. My husband, on the other hand, anyone that knows him will say he is so calm. He is the calmest person I know. And that is just who he is through and through. He does not get angry. He rarely raises his voice at the kids. We are opposites. We are definitely opposites. And so I look at the scenario, I think of the scenario, I'm like, wow, that would be me versus Mark, hands down. Like, he's an optimist. He's always looking for a solution. And some of you might be surprised to hear this, that this is not how I'm naturally wired, because I feel like I share a lot on Instagram of like mental grit and being positive and, you know, all of those things. But I'm telling you, wholeheartedly, that I am not naturally wired that way. Getting back to it, that's the power of waking up with the thought that today could be the best day of my life. Other examples, I don't know. So I guess this is where it gets good, because the best day of your life doesn't have to necessarily mean winning the lottery or something crazy, like huge and dramatic, but it can be found in the smallest, tiniest things. So picture your first sip of coffee in the morning and you actually stop to savor it instead of rushing. You know, so many people, like, you pour your coffee and it's like that image that you imagine on TV of someone like rushing through like the kitchen, drinking their coffee, grabbing their bags, like running out the door. Or you could pause, lift it up, like for real though, and really savor it. Or your kid bursts out laughing at something silly and you allow yourself to just soak it in instead of brushing it off. For me, like, we live on the lake, but a lot of you know this if you follow me on Instagram. We recently also bought a beach house up north, like 3.5 hours north on the Georgian Bay. And I feel like ever since we purchased that beach house and we spend so much time up there, my mornings start differently. Like, I will step outside in the morning, I'll see like the calm water, like it's literally glass some mornings. Or even here on the farm, like especially as we enter fall now, we often wake up and there's like this mist floating across the fields in our backyard. And honestly, like, it feels like a little gift. It really does. It's not flashy. It's not even complicated, but it feels like a good reason for why today could be the best day ever. So yeah, when we say best day, we don't have to wait for big, huge milestones. It's all about collecting those tiny little sparks, moments of connection, beauty, or joy, and just deciding that they're worth noticing. It's the art of noticing. I also think like shifting your perspective during challenges, because obviously, like, I know what you guys are thinking, I'm thinking it too. Not every day is going to feel like the best day. Obviously, that's reality. I don't want this to be any toxic positivity that I'm spewing out there. But life is messy. Things are going to go wrong. Kids are going to have meltdowns. Trust me, I know I have four of them. Plans will change. And bad news, it's inevitable. It's going to show up. But this is where I believe that perspective truly matters. Even on the hard days, we can still look for a reason. Maybe a stressful work day reminds you that you're building resilience. Maybe your toddler's tantrum is going to end with the sweetest, longest snuggle. Maybe they'll even fall asleep on you and you can soak that in. Maybe the day that felt like every single thing went wrong still ended with someone reminding you that you're loved. What a perspective shift, hey? I'll be honest, there are days, there are so many days as a mom when I collapse into bed thinking, oh my gosh, these are all the things that went wrong today. This was rough. I was a terrible mother. I raised my voice. This happened. What's going on with my kids? Am I doing something wrong? My kids are getting to an age now where they will even voice things like how upset they are with me. And then it makes me feel a certain way. But then I'll remember one small thing. And lately, it's definitely been the baby, my 7-month-old grabbing my face with his chubby little hands and giving me like sloppy kisses when I hold him to my nose. And suddenly, even the most chaotic day feels like it had a piece of quote unquote best in it. You know what I mean? So this doesn't mean like you have to ignore the pain or pretend that everything's fine when it's not, obviously not. It just means allowing good and hard to exist together because that is life. And still through that, choosing to notice the good over the bad. And I think that's hard because I think our brains are naturally wired to be attracted to and see the negative over the good. But it's up to us to train our brains to focus on the good and to be intentional about it. So over the course of the past few years, I've gone on and off with having a gratitude journal. I'm really bad with writing it down, but this past week I picked it up again. I saw this cute like leather-bound journal at Staples, so I got it. And I just have it sitting on our island, and I've made it a point every day where I have to write one thing that I'm grateful for. And I'm telling you, once you start writing out what you're grateful for, it does something. Like the whole pen to paper, I'm a pen to paper girl through and through with my calendar, with my list, literally everything. I can't do that on my phone as much. So even with gratitude, like going out of my way to physically like use my hands and write out something I'm grateful for every single day. In the beginning, it's going to be things like, oh, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for my home. Obviously, all these things that we automatically think of. But I'm going to challenge you to start this. And start to think of those small things that we talked about, like the small collective moments, like your baby grabbing your face. I don't know, like something that like you maybe would just dismiss and you wouldn't think so deeply of as why your day would be the best day ever. But one of those small moments that collectively create the best day ever, and write it out, write it out. So yeah. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is like, this is the beautiful part. When you live this way, and I'm speaking to myself here, it doesn't just affect you. This doesn't just affect me. This is going to ripple out to everyone around me. My family is going to feel it. You guys are going to feel it. My followers on Instagram, my podcast listeners. When your kids see you laughing at the little things, they're going to learn to do the same. When you start to like vocalize your gratitude for the little things, they're going to notice it. When your partner notices that you're choosing joy, it changes the entire energy of your home. I know that to be true because I know that when I'm spiraling in like not the best way, that changes the energy of my home. And so the same goes for choosing to recognize all the good things as well. Even strangers can feel it. Like when you smile at the cashier or you hold a door for someone, it can shift their day too, right? Joy is always contagious. Gratitude is contagious. And when you start stacking up these quote unquote best day moments, you're not just creating a good day, you're creating a good life. So I guess, I don't know, we'll kind of end this off maybe with some like practical tools. These are just some ideas that I've got. I don't know. So in the mornings, before you even get out of bed, maybe have your gratitude journal on your bedside table if you want, or just lay in bed and name 3 reasons why today could be the best day of your life. They don't have to be profound again. They can be as simple as I get to drink coffee today. I get to hug my kids. I get fresh air. And then every night when you get into bed, like kind of bookend your day, start it off with gratitude, end it with gratitude. So have like an evening reflection before bed. Pray, thank God for your day, or reflect on what made today special. Write it down in your journal too if you want to do that. So a friend of mine, she has this thing called a best day list. So she literally starts running a list every single day she adds one thing just to this long list. I think it's like on her phone, like in her notes app, and she'll just add one thing to it that made it a day worth remembering. Or you could even do this like on your daily calendar. If you have like a physical planner, at the end of the day, just in there, just write one thing that made that day worth remembering, and then save it. And maybe a few years from now, you'll go back and you can skim through it and see like, whoa, I wrote one word, one thing that I was grateful for every single day. That, like, how cool would that be to reflect on? So you could have pages of proof that like life is full of reasons. Yeah, that's pretty well it. Let's circle back, I guess, to the question that I started off with. What if you woke up every day looking for reasons for why this could be the best day of your life? I just want to encourage you tomorrow morning, actually try it. Just try it. Like, write it in your calendar that you have to try this before you grab your phone, before the rush of the day takes over. Just pause, breathe, and decide, today I'm going to look for those reasons. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be intentional. And my hope is that you do, and that I do, and that I start to just see them everywhere. So yeah, that's my little tidbit for the day and my sign off for you. Maybe today will be the best one yet. And may tomorrow surprise you even more. May tomorrow be even better than today. So have a good one. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.